opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio on Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. 605-4567 is our phone number here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're on the, which platform are we on there?
It's your own, private Free Fire Media platform. Yeah, so you get on the chat room and we'll give you the link to that, folks.
There you go. I can't just tell people.
I'll tell you what, I'll provide that information to you shortly.
Okay, that's fine. Today is the 16th of November, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's not here today, but Patrick is.
Hey, good morning to you, Carl.
Good morning, buddy.
Today, I wanted to tell you that today is Button Day.
Button Day.
Yeah, and then something we don't say around here, it's also Fast Food Day, so I didn't say that.
No, we don't say that.
And then, of course, we don't recognize Indiana and California, but it's also Indiana Day, for whatever that's worth.
Well, I think we should recognize Indiana Day.
For what?
Well, just because.
Hey, what about the weather? Did you want me to give that to you?
Yeah, got if you it. Have it there, I've got it right here.
No, you do it. Yeah,
okay,
great.
Hey, today's sunny with a high near 55. North winds about 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with low around 47. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. Now, Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 10 a.m. Thursday night, showers likely. Friday, a 50% chance of showers all through the day. Saturday, sunny with a high near 63. Sunday is sunny with a high near 67. So a few days of showers, that's good. We need the rain. But then followed by sun. We like that. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Been in the business well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Michelle Nystrom.
Good morning.
Again.
You let me come back. I'm continually surprised by that.
And, well, so is the FCC.
No comment.
You are involved with everything. Every time I turn around, there's your face.
I mean,
besides on the wall in the post office.
I don't try to be, but I appreciate this community continuing to allow me to be. So, and as a Colts fan, I would like to celebrate Indiana Day. So.
There you go. You still like the Colts?
I do. Yeah.
It's because it was Peyton Manning, right?
That's why I originally started following them. But to my credit, I have stuck with them for 20 years of almost losing seasons. So
now, see, I was
not a quitter.
I was a New England guy, Patriot guy, until Tom went to Tampa Bay. Now I'm a Tampa Bay guy. I think I'm fickle, except I'm following Tom Brady, even though he's lost two games in a row now.
Well, as a Colts fan, it's hard to like New England.
That's true.
As you can imagine, they've been fairly devastating for our egos. But the Colts do play Tampa Bay the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
So you'll be there.
So I will not. I actually was supposed to, but I am not. But I will be thinking of you as your team absolutely obliterates mine.
Well,
that's
I'm not
probably
sure
how that's going down.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, Tom lost to the unnamed Washington team. And the thing about it is that their own coach said, "You guys played stupid out there. You can't win if you play stupid." You know. Anyway, that's not why you're here.
It is not.
You're here because of
Give Reading. Yes, it is the 9th annual Give Reading Drive this Friday from 7 to 11 a.m. at O2 Employment Services. So we started this 9 years ago because there was a need in the community for frozen turkeys at Thanksgiving time. And so we put together a quick frozen turkey drive in a week and got 500 turkeys. And then it was decided that we should continue doing that. And so, you know, the cool thing about Give Reading is it's not just an O2 event. It is a bunch of different businesses in the community that get involved. It's individual community members. And so we have business sponsors that have been helping us every year.
500 turkeys?
Yeah, that was the first year. So
the first year.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I thought you've already got 500 turkeys?
No.
Oh, okay, I was going to, you know.
No.
So how many have you given out, do you think, over the years?
Thousands. Yeah. But we broadened it, and so we also collect toys. We collect the non-perishable foods to stock the pantries for, typically it's generally supports one safe place. However, this year we did add the Good News Rescue Mission because they had some really high needs. We added Pathways to Hope because they have needs as well for teenage kids, which typically toy drives don't bring in a lot of gifts for teenagers. And so, just, you know, the needs in the community are high right now from a standpoint of, impacts of COVID and rising food prices. And I know I'm not supposed to say the C word in here. Sorry.
The C word.
COVID. Colts. Either one.
Oh, no, you can say COVID. We're not straight COVID here. We've been vaccinated.
Yeah, I've been vaccinated. I even got COVID after that.
One of our people is down with it just the other day. But everybody's been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. I've been boosted. And Linda's been vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah, well, it's definitely had an impact on our nonprofit.
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that I thought the word you can say it's the I word. It's called inflation.
Yeah.
And people's paychecks don't go as far. We can say, what's the other word we can't say? Supply chain issues. Can't say that either because, oh my gosh, but then we've got 168 ships out there. And when you talk about the cost of gas being the highest in California than it ever has been, well, you have to get the goods from wherever it is to wherever it has to go.
Absolutely.
There you go, the prices go up like that. We're talking, this is a tough time for people, you know, for those hardworking two-job families.
Yep, it is.
And all of a sudden, they're paying 10% more for their food. So this, you know, my friends, this is a good year. If you've been blessed this year, and many businesses have been blessed.
Yep.
This is a time to go and buy things you'd like to have for Thanksgiving or toys you'd like to give your kids. Because there's people out there aren't going to have them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I applaud everybody that's in Give Friday. Plus, we've got a coat drive going on at the same time. I got to talk about that. And then Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum, as they're packing up, they're going to make packages for all those that are deployed. And even though they may be, they're not in Afghanistan. No, they're in a lot of places surrounding Afghanistan and Iraq. I don't think so. They're on ships out there, or they're on the ground. So
there's definitely a lot of needs in the community.
Can I hold you over for a bit? What else are you going to be doing?
Nothing. I'm not. I have nothing to do today, so we're good.
We're good. Okay. I'm going to have to ask if you want to probably host a show one day.
Sure.
Would you like to host a show one day?
I would love to.
Okay.
Do I get to pick the topics?
Yeah. I'll get. Yes, you do.
Fantastic.
You can have
I'm
your
in.
Own guest give you 2 hours of Michelle Nystrom.
Oh, my goodness. Our community will never be the same.
This portion of the show may not be the same now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, these are really great people. You know, when we were doing that honoring Senator Johanneson last on Veterans Day, a big turnout. Oh, my gosh, it was great. We gave him a plaque, a plaque was made for him that's going to go in the Veterans Hall. And so I got and Outdoor Creations did it. What a wonderful job these guys did. But when I went around and I was going to just go to different businesses and, you know, get 100 here, 100 there. It wasn't that, and I went to Cornerstone Bank first, I always do. And Nikki Rose says, okay. And then a few minutes later, she says, we want the whole thing.
Wow.
And I wrote a check for the whole thing. So that's the kind of people Cornerstone Community Bank is. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But they're opening their fourth branch down in Anderson here very, very soon. 7:15 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
The blood starts pumping out on the street. The traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy as you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a wonderful Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us host the dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Our menu includes prime rib and a roasted turkey carving station with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Various seating and table options starting at $150 plus fees. For seating times and table selections, call 1-800-280-UWIN. See windriver.com for details. Thanksgiving is better at the river.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
I've got you deep in the
heart. Well, okay. Oh, you would know Pat would bring in a little bit of Sinatra this morning as we're like ramping up. Okay, good morning, everybody. Well, guess what you're listening to? Hopefully 96.5 FM on your FM dial, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, or you're online at KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bott. You know, Carl's on assignment. I'm going to give you a quickie. He and 14 other Northern California firearm instructors are heading on their way to Pahrump, Nevada, where they're going to be taking a 5-day intensive shooting class. Getting upgraded and updated and be down on their bellies and all. He's got his knee pads and elbow pads, and they're doing the whole thing, five intensive days in Pahrump. So that's where Carl is, and he is on that special assignment, and they just left early this morning. So I am here today with my wonderful co-host, one and only Mike Hoover.
Good morning, Linda.
Yes, from Estate Granite and so many other things. The racing club you're representing, we've got special guests in with the Spit Guy. I want to do a shout-out to one of our somebody you use as well.
Crackmasters. Jeff down there, veteran-owned business. I mean, I had an issue, and I didn't. There again, you don't want to replace your windshield.
No.
And if it's a chip or a crack,
oh,
he goes down there, pulls the car and fixes it. The guy's amazing. So do that before you replace the windshield.
No, I'll tell you what. I had a brand-new Jeep, and I only had it 2 weeks, and it cracked in the on the freeway,
yeah,
with a rock. And it was right in a place that, for me at that time, now knowing what I know now, I would have never replaced that windshield, because no matter how hard we try, it never was the same.
Yeah, never seals
around. It's never the same. It's the original one that comes out of the factory. So anyway, so now Carl, of course, you know, we've had chips and cracks, and even if it's right there within your view, within your sight, It's amazing what he can do, and he stands by his work. So thanks for giving your testimony. Okay, Nigel Skeet is with us this morning. Nigel, hi.
Good morning.
You should know better never to have an uncovered cup in this stick. No, well, it's not allowed.
Well, I knew Carl wasn't going to be here.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
I am stricter than he is.
Right.
You're dealing with the witch lady here.
Right.
Only because I've done it before, and I've burnt up my computer with a bottle of water.
Hey, at least the stone, the cable can take it.
And that's right. We have, and here comes Pat going, here's the top. I went, that's right. In fact, in the studio here, we do have this wonderful, when we went FM a couple years ago, Mike designed this table for our studio. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Nigel does all of our photography, and he does such an excellent job. So I feel like I'm in great hands with both of you guys. Nigel, what have you got on your plate today?
A lot.
Okay, so, but you're here to talk about.
Well, so our show's been really good on Saturday morning.
Okay.
California Adventure District.
Yes. California Adventure District.
So it's basically been about what's happening in our top 12 counties, right?
Okay.
And people love it. But one thing they've said is, well, you're telling us what to do on the weekend.
I'm so excited.
Can you tell us ahead of time?
All right, exactly, because on a Saturday, it's maybe already like, get over there, you got 40 minutes, and you're in the middle of it. All right. Well, that makes sense.
So that's one thing. And then,
that's excellent feedback, though.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then the other thing is, I've been sitting on this this thing with Reading that I've wanted to do for a long time. And I've been here 12 years, and I always kind of thought the one thing that's missing from Reading is a well-thought-out, designed events calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Like,
ahead of time.
Like if you're going to be coming to Reading in February of next year, hypothetically, you can look at what is on the calendar in that month. And many cities have this, because I know that if I'm traveling someplace, I want to see what's happening. Like,
right.
Like, would just anywhere. You know,
well, I spent
who's in concert, what's happening, et cetera.
So I spent 25 years in L.A., and in L.A., everybody was conditioned on Wednesday or Thursdays to pick up the L.A. Weekly.
Right.
To see what was going on that weekend. Or maybe the weekend after.
Right.
So I've been sitting on Reading Weekly for a number of years now.
Nice.
And, you know, now's the time, I think.
I think it's because, the time. We have all this expansion going on.
A lot of things happening.
And you close your eyes right now, and it's moving so quickly that it's blowing up overnight.
That's right. And so, the last 2 years have been kind of interesting for the world, obviously, including our community. And I think we'd be surprised with how many people have moved out.
And how many people have moved in.
But exactly, how many people have moved in. And they're getting acclimated, right? And there's some great people who've moved in. And we have an increased number of flights.
Right, that's just fantastic. I mean, direct.
And there's more on the docket.
Right, we're going to be taking the first. Well, we're taking the first inaugural flight. I don't know where we're staying yet. From Reading to Las Vegas January 6th. We booked it that day.
I figured you would.
Well, you know, it's not. I don't go to Vegas like, you know, I used to, you know, live there and work there.
I don't know. Well, I figured, you know.
It's changed so much. I mean, it's fun, but, you know, but I want to support this. I want to support the fact that they are launching this and they're doing great things. Avello and the people at the Reading Airport. Come on.
Right. So there's a lot of people coming in, and there's more flights on the docket. For next year and the year after that, I believe. So to kind of get people here acclimated to what to do over the weekend or the weekend after that, and pick up the Reading Weekly. Go to readingweekly.com. Love our partnership with Enjoy Magazine with James.
Yes.
So I think at some point we'll do a an insert and maybe try to find a way to do a weekly two-pager or four-pager for the community. Reading, this is what's coming. This is what's coming.
So you have this wonderful idea, and it's going to be called the Reading Weekly?
So it's going to be Wednesday evenings, 6 to 7 p.m., drive time, right? So we'll devote the first half hour at least to Reading, and then we'll branch out into what's happening in the rest of the Northern California.
I love it.
So we have at least 5 minutes of Humboldt.
Right.
Every show, because as fast as our airport is growing, Humboldt is growing equally quickly.
Okay.
Their university is being redesignated to Polytechnic University, so now it's one of four in the state.
Oh wow!
And they have all of their flights coming, almost the same amount as what we have. And there's a lot going on there, and there's a lot going on here. So it's turning out that, you know, Shasta County and Humboldt County are the two anchors for our Northern California. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What roughly is the population in Humboldt?
You know what? I don't even know. I think it's a two-thirds of what we have. It's definitely a lot less.
Okay.
Right?
but they have a lot of air traffic, though.
They have a lot of air traffic.
Okay.
You know, the university played a major role.
Right. Which is a beautiful university, by the way.
And they obviously have one of the world-renowned, I'm going to say, marketing spots, and that's the Redwoods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like Avenue of the Giants, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Those things are world-famous, just like our Mount Shasta, right?
Right, right.
So
Gateway.
It's kind of funny how we balance each other out.
Right.
You know? And there's also a lot of people travel. I didn't even know this. I think it's like 3,000 a day. That travel back and forth, maybe not a direct line, but between Reading and Humboldt every day, right? So it's like
there's just a two-lane highway,
little corridor here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that actually, I don't want to say commute, but they go back and forth to Humboldt all the time.
Gosh.
So the whole goal for me with California Adventure District, in general, is to elevate our areas, right, and to give a little bit more of a global market.
All right. So that show begins when?
Next Wednesday, the 24th.
All right, so you're going to launch the 24th. Perfect time.
Yep.
It's the holidays.
Yeah, with James.
Oh, excellent. So now you're going to, you know, you're going to get to tune in here, folks, at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're going to hear Nigel. You can go online. And, you know, you can always go afterwards after Wednesday night on Thursday or later on the Wednesday night. You can hear it in the archives.
That's right.
Which is really important. Are you going to build a website around this?
Yeah, readingweekly.com. You can already go there and subscribe.
Fantastic.
We're building the calendar on the back end, and you know, there's so much coming to this, to our area.
I mean, the
Civic is full, right? Cascade's got a lot of great stuff going on. Even though it's out of the area, the other Rolling Hills Casino,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and there's a bunch of other areas. And of course, next year is election season here, so
right.
we kind of want to jump into that too.
Okay, well, fantastic. Oh, awesome. So glad to have you with us this morning, and know that your show is going to be transferred to Wednesday nights at 6.
Yeah.
And any closing thoughts here?
No, I'm glad to see Mike here. We're flying the flag with the with our Bigfoot shirt.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I just really tuned into that. Bigfoot in the middle of the foot. Okay,
yes.
I believe. I like it. I like it. How could you not believe? I've seen so many documentary specials on Bigfoot, and it's really, I enjoy it.
Well, that's the other thing that Humboldt has is Bigfoot. Bigfoot, to be honest with you, out of everything,
is the number one draw.
Bigfoot is number one, and yeah. I've met a lot of people
through that.
Through that.
Now, do we have to take a break? How many minutes do we have? Ready to go. Okay. Well, thanks, Nigel. We'll cover this another time, all right? We're going to talk about Bigfoot. Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. KCNR. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back to our morning show here on this Thursday. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment, you know. But I am in the best hands, and that is with my good friend Judy Maxwell from Mutual of Omaha, Maxwell Insurance. Welcome back. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, we're going to just say SST Oil because they are amazing too. You know, that's locally owned. You can go get a card from SST Oil because you know that when you travel across the country, if you're driving, you would really want to have that money stay local.
You can go to Chevron and different places like Pilots and that kind of thing. I know we have an SST oil card. So check that out. 241-1167. That's SST oil. Judy Maxwell, okay, before we left, we were talking about Medicare. And, you know, as I'm turned 63 this year, and I know that for many of my friends that are 65 and older, this whole thing about Medicare becomes like this big black, ominous pit that's fear, that you get fearful of. And what we're trying to share right now, I'm sure, is this information that you're bringing that is so wonderful for our listeners to hear about some of the pitfalls.
Yes. Some, you know, up here we have Medicare Parts A and B, and then people get a supplement who picks up the differences. And then you have Part D, which is for your drugs. And right now we're in the open enrollment for people can change their drug plans. Medicare Part C is about Medicare Advantage. And with Medicare Advantage, you give up your Medicare A and B over to the Medicare Advantage company, and they are managing your care. And so you have to go to their doctors and go under their plan.
Mm.
And so it looks so great on TV because it's either zero or $30 premium or whatever. They say, oh, we'll give you free transportation, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. Well, the problem is you don't look down the fine print, and some of those freebies only are for people who are in skilled nursing facilities. And what they don't tell you is that if you in that work, you have a $6,700 calendar year deductible, or it's a $10,000 out-of-network doctor. And if a doctor, you go to a doctor here and he doesn't take it, then they will process it as out-of-network. And then if you go in the hospital, it's $175 a day copay. And they don't tell you this real story about what all is going on. And they're managing your care. They totally control everything. And we just don't have the network up here. And like you said, your parents are down in Kaiser. It works because Kaiser has that big facility. And so that's a HMO and that's a managed care system. Up here, we do not have a managed care system. And so I had a lady, had her for 20 years, and she was ill, but she got caught up in those TV ads that are running, and she switched to Anthem Medicare Advantage, and then a couple of weeks later she switched to AARP, and then she went back to Anthem. Well, then she ended up in the hospital, and her family called me. Well, you know, there was nothing I could do because she had switched around so many times. And then they were getting hit with that $175 a day. It was during COVID. They couldn't go see her. They ended up having to spend down her assets, put her on Medi-Cal, and then she actually died in the hospital. And it was just a horrible thing. And so my voice is out there trying to tell people, don't do it. We had a lady that, you know, she had it. And so we have some rules with Medicare. If somebody gets it, we have a little bit of a window to move them out of. This lady kept her, you know, it was working fine for her for a whole year because, you know, she was healthy. Well, then she got cancer. And so she's got to pay all this money out of pocket.
Gosh. And this is, it's okay, I want you to hear the alarm bells.
Yeah.
You know, we're here to talk about don't touch the oven when it's hot.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to get burned. Mm-hmm. We're here to tell you that. Whether you're deciding to hear this today, it's on you, because we are so blessed to have Judy Maxwell with us right now in this town to help you and her company to help navigate. You do not want to be that person that gets cancer and has made the wrong decisions. Get with the experts that are going to help navigate you through the system, and the laws are changing daily.
Well, there is, and the thing about it is cheaper is not always better. You're going to get burned. And, you know, and I know people, you know, they want to save money and stuff like that. And actually, we do have new rates. And so for people who have their birthdays during this time, or there's situations where we can switch your Medicare supplements at this time, and we can save you money on your Medicare supplement because we do have some great new rates on some plans. But the thing about it is that with a Medicare supplement, you know, you can go anywhere in the whole country, you know, any hospital, you know, that takes Medicare and all the hospitals. So, but in a Medicare Advantage, you have to stay within that network. Or, you know, it's going to be emergency only. Well, you know, the federal government's definition of emergency may not be your definition of emergency. And so a broken leg, you know, is not an emergency for them if, you know, you were going to Oregon or Washington or something like that. And so there's so many rules, you know, that you can really get burned on if you don't know that. But with Medicare and a Medicare supplement, you know, it's you're paying that monthly premium, but you know what your costs are going to be because it's going to all be covered medically necessary. And so so with Medicare, you can travel, you can go, and you can do things, and you've got your health care covered. And so it's just a tremendous peace of mind.
That I think, well, I never really paid attention to that because I've been, I think, pretty much in relatively good health except for last year where I was hospitalized and I had 5 months of in and out of, you know, MRIs and that kind of thing. And so I just really thought, you know, I knew Carl, I'm fortunate enough that, you know, I am on TRICARE through Carl and that helped. And so Judy and I were just talking about, oh my God, I'm going to be 65 in a year and a half. Because I have friends that are turned 65, like I said, and they were talking about the nightmare of the paperwork. And so it's really great to be able to sit, like when you talk about your finances, you want to sit down with an expert.
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening with a safe investment, what you do with your portfolio, what you do with your retirement, what you do. And, you do not want to see your funds that you've worked your whole life with go to for emergency that you thought because there was a certain word behind what you thought it was did not represent.
You know, and that's kind of the way we approach things because insurance is about risk management. And so we insure for the things that can go wrong to be able to have the luxury of enjoying that retirement planning. And so that's what it's really all about because, you know, if you don't do it right, then you can really mess it up.
Well, okay, so let's talk about right now. Where are we on? Let me look on time here. Okay. Oh, good. We're good. Okay, we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk about, because we are going to have a small business that's locally a woman-owned business downtown. Talk about some things that are happening downtown, and we support, we always say shop local, stay local. And that's why we love Judy as well. You represent a female-owned business and all the hard work, and you've got some really powerful women that work with you as well. We mentioned them earlier. But let's talk about what you have to do in order to stay abreast. How many things do you have to pass, tests do you have to pass, classes that you have to take in order to stay abreast?
Oh, my gosh. Because of this, okay, so to get the Chartered Financial Consultant designation, that took about 5 years because it's a very rigorous course to do that. You know, then I have my state insurance license between life and health and property and casualty. And then on the securities, it's 663 and 65. So years. It's years.
Years. Okay,
years.
So you're talking to somebody. Pretend, let's say for a minute that you had a case that you needed to go to a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's years of school. Or you go to a surgeon. That's years of school.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like you've had that much years of school.
Oh, yeah, because I have my degree in finance, so that's, you know, that was 4+ years. And then all the other designation for the professional stuff, yeah. It's years. It really is.
Judy Maxwell, you're amazing. All right, we are going to have to take a break here. Coming back, we have the owner of Carousel, which is a downtown boutique, darling stuff. We're going to hear about some another female-owned business and what's happening with her in downtown and what she is here to talk about promoting that's coming up here. Remember, shop local, stay local. We just can't say that enough. We are a locally owned, veteran-owned business. And also, I wanted to do a shout-out to Mimi Mosley because yesterday she texted and said, well, Marty's a veteran because we've got some veteran shout-outs that we're going to do as well this morning. We thank our veterans. We thank those who are at the front and center of trying to keep this country of ours safe in every way that we can. And so we hope to promote those things. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and KCNR1460.com online. Jared's at the helm. This is Glenda Bott, and we'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without cries. Now I want to understand.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Eddie Rabbit, by the way. Yeah. All right. Welcome back. You know, I'm kind of jumping in. It's really nice when Jared picks out some really good bump. We call it bump music. And just one of the great things about being a business owner is that every time we play bump music, we pay ASCAP, BMI. There's four different music companies that we have to pay royalties to. And since we've opened our business 12 years ago, they have tripled in cost. People don't realize that's part of, if you play music in your business, you could get fined if you don't play that. Now, it's just a little bit of a snippet, but it's still owned, the copyright laws, it's owned. So we could, I mean, if we wanted to, we could just do original stuff in there. But, you know, so we play that game. And like I said, it's just, it's been amazing. And I'm a former songwriter, so I get that they need to have the royalties paid. But it's hard sometimes when you're a small business. And I do know that there was a fact where somebody was playing a radio in a restaurant. And they were fined because they weren't paying ASCAP and BMI for the radio usage. So they, you know, they'll get you. They'll get you. One of those laws. And we're here to talk about small businesses on a positive note because we you know, when you are an entrepreneur, like Judy Maxwell, we heard so much about, you know, Judy, and she's with co-hosting this morning, your husband and how you developed a lot of the real estate down there on Hilltop and the businesses that you've done, as well as like the Judy Maxwell, your female-owned business. But with us this morning, we have Suzanne, who is the owner of Carousel Boutique. And being a small business owner downtown, and you're right next to the Vets, between the Vets Hall and the Lorenz Hotel, what's going on with you? And welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You know, we're talking about Small Business Saturday, and that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving every year. And it's kind of the big small business pushback of Black Friday.
Okay, okay.
It's, you know, really calling people out to shop local, shop small, shop intentionally. And a lot of our businesses down here really would love the support. And then, you know, we're kind of trying to get people to not only come downtown and shop, do Christmas shopping, but mingle, walk around, check out the new street, the new buildings, have a meal, grab a cocktail, visit a coffee shop, and just be downtown.
Now, I wonder if they're going to have the Christmas lit parade this year.
Yes.
Or a lighted parade or what's, yes. Because that is also a time that maybe in the past the shops have stayed open late.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the parade's open, like Enjoy used to, and I'm sure they will too, if that's the case, stay open to 9 or 10 o'clock. So people can do this late time afterwards. They've had a cocktail, they've had fun, they want to shop, or maybe they're with somebody who goes, ooh, I like that. And okay, then they've got their eye on it and tell you to hold it and they'll give you a credit card number. You know, we've all done that.
Yeah.
Been guilty of that.
That's a great way to shop. I believe that the Christmas tree lighting is December 3rd.
Okay.
And the Christmas parade is the next day, the 4th.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's mark that. But let's talk about not Black Friday, but Downtown Shopping Saturday. And let's talk about your boutique and what have been the advantages and the challenges of you being a downtown business owner.
Well, downtown it's coming along slowly but surely. My little store on Yuba Street has had its own troubles with, you know, the vagrancy and, you know, probably that whole conversation we've had 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's crazy to me that this small little specialty clothing store can survive, you know, downtown construction and shutting down for the fires and shutting down for COVID and all these things. So I'm super grateful to my customers, you know, that keep me there. And I know all the other downtown small businesses feel the exact same. And, you know, Small Business Saturday is kind of just an intentional effort to just, you know, don't go to Target, don't go to Walmart. Just come down and visit the new Enjoy, and
they come see you, really.
Yeah.
And you have very unique items. It is, I haven't been there as of recent, so let's talk about some of the brands that you carry.
Yeah, I focus on, you know, contemporary, good quality, almost more wardrobe staple pieces. There's some investment pieces in there. I have some great coats that are made on the East Coast right now, and just, you know, some locally made jewelry, a really cool leather company in Nashville that is a sustainable employment model. So I just, like, it's just interesting. It's always changing. So
when you go and you own a boutique and you own this boutique, when you go to buy for the boutique, do you have a client in mind, or do you buy that you think fancies you and know that someone's going to love this?
I think I do both. You know, you can picture the people you're buying for that are kind of your regular people that are there all the time and they wouldn't shop anywhere else. And then there's just things I like that, you know, you're crossing your fingers, and retail is an interesting roller coaster. But either way, it's fun, super fun.
So you're promoting Saturday. Judy, do you have any? Would you like to chime in?
Well, of course, you know, fashion's my passion. You got an hour?
Judy's always decked, that's for sure.
So, well, it is endearing to my heart because years ago that was one of the first businesses I had in Houston. Was I had a dress shop. And I went to the Dallas market, and I was just telling Suzanne when you were out, I says, you know, I would go up to the third floor, which was the couture, and have all the fashion shows and all this, and so you get the look of the season and the colors and all that stuff. And then you go shopping down below so that you can get, you know, things at good price points and stuff like that. And that's what she's, and so I'm sure she has a great time at market because she's going to New York and San Francisco and LA And so that's got to be pretty fun.
And when is market?
It happens a few times a year. I just finished all of my summer 22 buying. So it's, you know, you have to forecast.
Right. And what would be, well, you can share with us, like, the trend. Because there's usually sometimes it's very bright. Sometimes it's super pastel.
I'm seeing a lot of 70s. The 70s are back.
The 70s. Bell bottoms.
Let's prepare ourselves for that.
Fringe. That's my era. So, patchwork.
Yeah. Big oversized floral prints, you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do you, let's talk about your shop and your hours. Are you having different hours through the holidays?
So I'm Tuesday through Saturday. I'm going to keep that. The week of Christmas, I'll be open 7 days a week. But this particular event is from 12 to 5, and it's at the food truck park, which is right next door to me. So we'll have 20 to 30 small business vendors in the food truck park, and you can come down to that event, shop the small businesses there, grab a drink, grab something from a food truck, and then continue on your merry way downtown.
Oh, so, that's awesome.
Is that a firstie?
This is the second one. So we actually started this last year, and we had a great turnout because it was outside. It was 65 degrees and sunny, which it's looking like it's going to be the same. So really, really great turnout. All the restaurants that I talked to the next day. So that evening, they were all super busy. So
it's 12 to 5, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So, you know, family's in town. It's a perfect time to go out. This is local.
Yes.
Every 25 vendors. Huge.
Yeah, and most of them do not have storefronts. So these are going to be people that, you know, you maybe wouldn't see. We have a leather company, some CBD, some lavender farm, some jewelry. I mean, it's pretty well rounded. So, myself and Todd Franklin from the food truck park and Lauren and Rachel from Spiral Aesthetics, another female owned business downtown, we kind of put this together and yeah, we're hoping for a great turnout like last year, and that'll kick off the December shopping season.
That's fantastic. Okay, that's Carousel Boutique, which is downtown on Yuba, in between the Veterans Hall as well as the Lorenz Hotel. That's that wonderful little boutique, and you always have great window dressing.
Thank you. We just did our holiday window.
Oh, yeah. I have to come down and see that. Okay, we're going to take a break. Judy Maxwell is our co-host this morning. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about a wonderful thing about a quilt project. What is that? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is set to release 50 million barrels of oil from the country's emergency stockpile.
With gas prices 50% higher than they were a year ago, President Biden made the decision to tap into the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR. The administration hopes the move will ease energy costs, but critics are not convinced. Some Republicans argue that tapping the SPR won't stop inflation, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the White House should encourage domestic production of oil and natural gas instead.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The suspect accused of using his SUV to assault a Christmas parade crash in suburban Milwaukee is set to appear in court this afternoon. Police say Daryl Brooks was free on $1,000 bail, posted just 2 days before the deadly event, a fact that's leading to renewed calls for giving judges more power to set higher bails. Police say that he was behind the wheel of the SUV that sped through that parade route in Waukesha on Sunday, killing five and injuring 48 others, including many children. Officials say at least 46 people, including 12 children, have died after a bus crash and caught fire in western Bulgaria.
The accident occurred at about 2 o'clock in the morning local time. The bus was the last in a convoy crossing Bulgaria to North Macedonia on its way back from Turkey. For as yet unknown reasons, the bus swerved off the motorway, tearing away a 50-metre section of the crash barrier before bursting into flames. Only 7 passengers managed to escape from the inferno. They're being treated in a Sofia hospital. The mayor of the nearby village of Pernik told local media that the motorway is in poor condition on that section.
That's the BBC's Nick Thorpe. Target will no longer open its stores on Thanksgiving Day, making permanent a shift to the unofficial start of the holiday season for that franchise. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Italy's antitrust watchdog has fined Apple and Amazon more than 200 million euros for cooperating to restrict competition in the sale of Apple and Beats branded products.
The Italian Competition Authority says its investigation found that the U.S. tech giants agreed to limit access to Italy's Amazon marketplace to selected resellers. That's in violation of European Union rules. The watchdog slapped Apple with a €134.5 million fine and Amazon with a €68.7 million penalty.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In Hawaii, a homeless man placed in a mental hospital for more than 2 years in a case of mistaken identity is suing the state. Joshua Spicer's Brock says he explained to police at the time he was not the man who was wanted on a warrant they were serving. He wound up in the state hospital and says he was forced to take psychiatric drugs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you're planning on a vacation in Hawaii, time to check your sunscreen.
The state's second-largest island, Maui, voted to ban non-mineral skin protectants that contain ingredients found to kill corals. Island officials say the chemicals first identified in 2015 cause bleaching, which in turn causes the corals to turn white and die. Instead, officials want sunbathers to use mineral-based products. A bill passed this last week recognizes the sunscreens threaten the health of the water, the reefs, and marine life, and it's scheduled to be signed into law October 1st next year. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The price of holding a traditional Thanksgiving feast is on the rise. The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10, complete with sweet potatoes, rolls, a vegetable tray, and a pie with whipped cream will cost $53.31 this year. That's 14% higher than it was a year ago. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our 8 o'clock hour here. This is Linda Bott. Carlo's on assignment, but sitting in as a wonderful anchor this morning is our one and only Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance and Investments. You know, you hear her commercial, and she is a doll, and we are so happy to have you. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're going to do the weather for us.
I am, and today we have a high of 58 with a slight chance of showers, and then with a low of 48 tonight, and then on Friday, slight, kind of a little bit of chance of showers, but high of 59 and low of 48. 44, and then on this weekend, it is going to be sunny and clear all the way with high in 66 and low around 44, and it is going to be a great weekend to go put out your Christmas lights.
I think that we need to have you start doing the weather from now on, because there's something about that little, this is going to be warm. You know, it's like it feels all gooey and wonderful, and boy, don't we need this right now in our planet. Thank you, Judy. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And I know that like I know a song. I know, that's like a lyric embedded in my head. The Kinney family in Anderson, veteran-owned business, by the way. The Kinney family do so much for our veterans, and they're kind of, again, I will say, they're one of these businesses that do things that are unsung. They don't get a lot of accolades, but they do it quietly. And being that, you know, Chuck is a Vietnam veteran, and he has gone back and has literally, he was a helicopter pilot, and he's gone back and literally gone to find missing and do proper burials for people who have gone missing in action. There's a lot of personal testimony from him that is just on a amazing scale. So this morning, of course, Judy is with us, and we have Jane Dillion. Well, first of all, let's do a sleep out, sleep number commercial. A sleep out. I feel like a sleep out right now. How about you, Judy?
Me too. It was off early this morning. There wasn't enough time in that band.
3:30. Okay. This is official now because, you know, it's sleep number. They listen to every little minute that you do, but it's the truth. We have a sleep number, M8. It's a split top. It, with a foot warmer.
Me too.
And you can actually have a friends and family. So right now you go down to your sleep number. Let's talk about your sleep number setting. What was yours last night?
Mine was 45, and I have the M6, so I don't have the split one, you know, and stuff. But I got it because you guys were talking about it, you know, and stuff. And so I said, well, if it's got to be that good. So, but the only problem is you know, I got it up too high, and so then I slid down. And so it's like I had to crawl back up the mountain.
Yeah, once you get out of bed, you got to really try to figure out how you're going to get back into bed. So yours is the feet, lift the feet too, and
oh yeah.
But let me tell you something. If you got a back issue, which you know I recently had, and you're on your feet a lot, which we all are, owning businesses and Christmas and traveling and doing all the things that we have to do. Sometimes when you can elevate your back, elevate your feet, or if you've got sinuses or that kind of thing, or you, perhaps you snore or you're with somebody who snores, when you can do that, it is incredible. So my sleep number setting last night, I forgot to set my sleep number setting. So let me tell you, I was at 100.
Oh, wow.
And it worked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was that tired.
I like the little light that comes on when you get up to have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, that's pretty cool.
Right, yeah. Right. So my sleep number setting was 100 last night, but proven quality sleep is life-changing, isn't it, Judy?
It, it,
It's all the difference in the world.
It is really the game changer of life.
It's the best investment you can make. It really
is. All right. So there you go, Sleep Number. We believe in you. We sleep on you. We sleep with you. And we talk about you afterwards. So there you go, people sitting behind your computers at the Sleep Number store and how many minutes we did and how we love you. There, boom. Mic drop. All right. So with us this morning is Jane Delian, who is with the Flag Store. And you sent an email, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
We love, you know, we just bought this store in April, and we are having the best time.
All
absolutely
right.
Having the best time and trying to be involved in veteran stuff and scouting and just trying to support that part of our community.
Oh, thank you so much. The Flag, and you know, we can't get any more like patriotic mm-hmm. in this room, I think, Judy.
Oh, I agree.
And we have a flag that flies in front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we had a poll, we would do a flag and the Marine Corps emblem. The guy across the street has the Marine Corps flag and the flag, and the people across the street from us have a flag. But we have a flag in front of our house, and I just think it's very it's a symbolism for me that I feel like if you're a Catholic, what the rosary means to you. It's a sacred thing to me. I don't know why I feel that deeply about it, except for that I appreciate being in this country. I have lived and worked in third world countries. And even though in our imperfections, we have it pretty good here.
Oh, we
That's
do.
Right. That's right. And you know, you can get a flagpole.
Tell us.
At the Flag Center.
Okay, tell us all about it.
We have flagpoles. And it's funny, we've discovered that a lot of people don't know that.
Well, I didn't know it.
They know we have flags, but they didn't know we had flagpoles.
The kind that the ones that you actually put in your front yard that mm-hmm. you have to have a contractor put the cement and all that.
Nope.
Okay, tell us.
No, because it just takes a small square. My husband put ours in an afternoon. You have to dig a hole. My husband knows all the little details.
Right.
You dig a hole. You put the sleeve in, you put the concrete in, you let it set up for the day, put the flagpole up, and it's done.
Wow.
But it doesn't require any permits or anything.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? We can do something in California without a permit?
Without a permit?
I mean, is that crazy?
I know. I can't have goats without permits.
We'll have to talk about that later. I still can't get past the African parrots. yeah, but I can see you have a hillside behind you. Mm-hmm. See what it, yeah. So, okay. Well, let's talk about the Flag Store, and you have a special project. You wrote this email to Carl about, a quilting project for our veterans because we are, we've experienced a Marine Corps birthday. It's been Veterans Day every day of the year as mm-hmm. far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. So what I am, part of a group that is a member of the Quilts of Valor Foundation. They are a nationwide foundation. Prior to 2 years ago, they did not have a chapter north of Sacramento in California. So what we do is we make quilts for veterans affected by war. And it's just that simple. So we now have a group in Redding. We're a small group. We're only 7 people, I think. But we can turn out the quilts, I'll just tell you. And in order to, there's a lot of, like little things that, for qualifications. First of all, any veteran who has been in Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, Air Force, National Guard, Merchant Marine from 1941 to 1945. One of my grandfathers was in that, so he qualified as a veteran. Anyone who served during a time of conflict, war, police actions, peacekeeping missions. So there's a whole list. And you just have to go online, nominate your veteran. You need to go on and nominate Carl. You know, Mimi needs to go on and nominate Marty. My son is nominating his boss. I talked to him about it last night. So what we have found is there aren't very many nominations in the North State. With our huge veteran population, there aren't very many nominations for this area.
Well, now we're finding out about it. So those who are listening, how, when you say go online, I mean, what do we do?
So you go to qovf.org.
That's qovf.org.
That's correct.
So Quilt
of Valor Foundation.
Okay. And you have a chapter, and you opened this chapter because you found that there was one north of Sacramento.
Right. And how we found this is the Quilt Guild here in Redding, the Quilter Society, had a presentation to a deserving veteran here. And there was this group of us that went, we don't have a chapter here? Because this woman came from, like, Placerville.
Wow.
To present the quilt. And we were all like, we don't have anything like that here? So, here we are.
So, how long have you been quilting?
About 10 years.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Judy, I'm sure there's all kinds of questions to hold you over for the next segment as well, because we want to talk more about this experience and where to go and that kind of thing. And Pat Karch is going to be coming in here about a little in the 30 minute, and I'm sure he's going to be asking Judy more on this Medicare enrollment and about Maxwell Insurance, because this is valuable information, folks. All these things about staying local, shopping local, being with your local people. Don't call the 800 number. Don't, you know, go with the experts. Shop local. Hey, you know what is a great idea, too? What do you get somebody for Christmas? How about an American flag?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and
and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
All right, welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Of course, you must have realized that this is not the beautiful, sultry voice of Linda Bott, who, by the way, is my most favorite person to accompany on the piano. And we'll be seeing her for a rehearsal tonight. But she had to jet out of the studio. So many people want her. I'm here with Jane from the Flag Store, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a long history with, a long history with you guys in my tenure at the County of Shasta and Shasta County Office of Education. A lot of flags came through your door to us.
We have had a lot recently come go through the door.
That's great, great, great. And, of course, Judy Maxwell. And I have some questions for Judy, too, but you probably have some stuff you want to cover.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've always got lots of things to cover, especially during this. This is our busy season with open enrollment for Medicare. It's also open enrollment for Cover California folks. And so, you know, we got lots of dates and stuff to pass along.
Right on. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to go back to the Flag Store, if I could.
Yeah.
In the early days at schools, you know, we got flags and they would whip in the wind and they wouldn't last very long outside. And so I went searching around for flags and I ran into the Flag Store and a great couple, I can't remember their name now, but they turned me on to a product called Tough Tex. Is that still available?
That is still available. It is the longest lasting flag. The colors aren't as bright. So we have people that go, oh, this one's prettier. But Tough Tex is the longest lasting flag. It's a spun polyester, and we sell a lot of them.
Right, and they'll last out in the wind. And for those people that want to have their flags out, like, all the time and light them at night, that would be the recommendation.
See, we do that. We fly ours 24/7.
Right.
And I'll tell you another thing is on the flags, and it doesn't matter whether they're the nylon flags or the Tough Tex, keep an eye on the top right-hand corner, and if it starts to look a little frayed, have your flag repaired.
Oh, by who?
The Flag Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
Is there a regulation on the size of the flag in California that you can fly?
No, ma'am.
Because in Texas, they are so big on those freeways. They are huge.
We have provided a few large ones. Well, you know, the Lions Cub flag that's by the freeway.
Mike Ferrier.
Right.
Uh-huh, right.
But Camping World down on the freeway, they had their flag pole. Somebody broke into their flag pole, damaged the flag pole. Just, oh my gosh, they spray painted the flag. It was just, they brought it to us. It was just awful. And we tried to see if there was something we could do to fix it, you know, I think it's a 50, I want to say it's 15 by 25, but I don't know that for sure.
Do you provide those large flags? Can you get a
We can get them. Mm-hmm. The trouble is, the manufacturer we use, the manufacturers that we go through are all U.S. manufacturers.
Great.
These flags are American made. And when we purchased the Zora, that was one thing that we were just adamant about, that would be the case.
That's great. Well, you know, that's important. The second largest flag I've seen, barring the one in Redding, was when we were visiting our kids in Denison, Texas, and we were suiting up the freeway.
Can you believe how big they are?
That was massive.
I know.
They're just like blowing in the wind, and it was a windy day. It was that just before that last year's snowstorm that they had, and that was pretty good. Well, they're big on flags in Texas.
Oh, they are just huge, but they're so effective. They're on the freeway, and it just brings
everywhere.
It's a beautiful
American pride.
I think the largest one is in Wisconsin. My husband is, he wants to know everything, not only everything about the flags, but he's a patriot, number one, but he loves American history. So he seeks out stuff. Or when we first bought the store, he would take a flag out of the box and go, I've never seen this before. So he just researches it. He finds out what it is, what the history of it is, what it's about. And I think his two favorite flags are the Culpeper Minuteman and the Star Spangled Banner.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And can you guys get any flag from anywhere, basically? Or
basically, we can get any. Well, we can. We can get state flags, country flags, U.S. flags, of course.
What about banners like you'd put in your driveway, like those kind of narrow ones?
We can order those. We don't carry them in store because it's not something that, turns over. But we can order anything, and we do custom flags, too. We do the rodeo flags.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So
maybe it could be a Maxwell Insurance flag.
Well, absolutely. we sponsor those chuck wagon races, and I've got the belt buckle to prove it.
Right. That's great. Well, thank you for that, Jane. And then getting over to Duty, I have a couple questions. I don't want to capitalize on the time. Remind people about, let's get into the open enrollment, because when I worked for the schools and then we started getting away from package insurance and they were self-insured and then we went back to package insurance, those open enrollment times were critical because if you missed them, you had to wait unless you were a new hire. Tell us about that.
That's absolutely correct. And we're doing the open enrollment right now for the seniors on Medicare Part D. And that goes from, that went from October 15th until December 7th. Right now we're in the open enrollment for Cover California, which is for people on the individual. And Shannon in our office is great about going through and see if they qualify for a subsidy. And the thing is that, you can, for November you can get in for December 1st, and then through December you can get January 1st, and then January, it's a February 1st, and then that's it. And so in the state of California, so unless there is a special enrollment period, you have qualified, you've lost from your group coverage, people will not be able to get it because during COVID, they had all kinds of special things that we could get people insurance and stuff for, but all that has closed and that will be closed.
You know, the question a lot of people have, especially younger people that are coming into the system, why is there this time of open enrollment? Why can't you just go buy insurance, health insurance, anytime? What's the purpose of that?
So what, do you want to buy insurance when you're on your way to the emergency room? Is that what you're talking about?
That would be helpful, yeah.
And that's kind of the way a lot of people think, you know. And so, it's a way of helping to control the risk and the cost. And since the Affordable Care came out, they don't ask any health questions. And so, and with that problem, people will get insurance and then they'll go have their surgeries and stuff.
Right.
So having the open enrollment period eliminates a lot of that.
And then there are requirements for employers still, right? Mm-hmm. So what are the requirements for the number of employees you have and what insurance is required?
Well, now employers, they can elect to offer insurance or they can elect not to offer insurance, okay? So it all depends on the size of the business and all that.
So if they offer it and the employee chooses not to get it, the employee is compelled to go out and get covered California or something?
No, that's the thing. If an employer does offer group health insurance,
mm-hmm.
and it is, there's a formula that we use to say, yes, it's affordable. You know, what he's put in is kind of like if he's matching or he's contributing something towards that premium, that's considered the subsidy.
I see.
And so in that case, then that employee is not eligible to go to Covered California. So Covered California is primarily for people who don't have group insurance offered to them.
And what do you think about the kind of program that I'm enrolled in? Now, you know, I've been basically living off the taxpayer for 40 years, and then I retired, and all of a sudden I didn't have insurance. And I don't take that for granted. That was a great program with all of those agencies. So then I had to go out shopping, and my wife got us involved in a group. It's, I'm not really sure what it's called, but we actually send checks to the people that are ill. And what, can you tell me about that?
Is that kind of like the MediShare or
yes.
something like that? Okay,
yes.
So it works great when you're healthy.
Right.
But then when you're not healthy, then they're making your decisions if they're going to pay your premiums or not, pay your bills or not. And we had that situation with a guy, and they elected not to pay his wife's surgeries and her treatment, and so he had to spend over $100,000 out of pocket.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of my fear, too.
And insurance is about risk management.
Right.
And so what part of the risk do you want to take on, and what part do you want the insurance to come take on? And so it's you know.
Yeah, I was reluctant to drop my health insurance that I'd carried over when I left my last assignment, especially because a couple of years ago I had surgery for atrial fibrillation.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then I had a procedure that cured it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I waited and I waited and I went about a year and then I finally did switch over. But I always have that looming in the back of my mind, you know.
I mean, because it really can truly wipe out your savings, wipe out a lot if you have a catastrophic event.
Right.
And so, again, it's back to risk management. And so sometimes even with a high deductible, you know, okay, that's not going to bankrupt me. They can take payments.
Right. And so if
but they're going to, you know, but I know anything other after that deductible, whether it's $5,000 or $8,000 or whatever, they're going to cover other things 100%. So it's, again, about risk management.
Right.
And
right.
that's kind of what it is.
Well, and what if you're a small business owner and you only have a few employees? Well, like you guys, you have just the two of you, right?
Just the two of us.
Right. I mean, you can't run an insurance program through your business or offer that to yourselves, so you have to go out on your own. What would you recommend for small business owners?
Well, for small businesses, I'm a small business, and
that's
I have
right.
five, you
yeah.
know, and so we have a Blue Shield group plan, and, you know, it's to me, it's a way of keeping my employees. It's providing benefits for them. I'm very rich on
it's
our benefits.
It's a retention
it's
thing.
It's a retention thing. It rewards them, and when you look at it, it's also including in, you know, part of their pay, because
right.
You know, you pay them so much, and then these are the benefits too, and so it really creates a nice package, and also it helps you to stay competitive in the market.
Right. I have in my age group friends who have been in the private sector, unlike me, and they always were looking for the higher income and not so much for the benefits. Okay, now as we've all aged together, mm-hmm. you know, 40 years, and we're getting at the end of that, I almost feel guilty. I, for a long time, I felt like, man, I should go out and get a job that makes more money. But now I see in the big picture, I feel like I actually was better off looking at the benefits as a part of the whole package.
And that's what I encourage, you know, a lot of my business owners to do, is to show how much you're paying for their benefits, and that in adding that to their whole package, then they can really see the value of what the employer is doing for them.
Right on. Okay, you know, we're gonna take a break and give some of our sponsors a chance to shout out. So you're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, and we will be right back with Jane from the Flag Center and Judy Maxwell.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
This is RC with today's Cigar of the Month. Present with us is the Partagas Cortado. Wrapped in an elegant Ecuadorian Connecticut seed leaf, the bold 8-inch long Presidente is a soft smoke. Perfect with coffee after breakfast, the Partagas Cortado reaches sublime notes of creamy, spicy, and mineral-rich deliciousness. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop, Redding, California.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, see windriver.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
That's right, Jared. It won't last forever. Hey, welcome back. You're back in this next segment with KCNR Radio, the morning show. Can you believe that both Linda and Carl Bott are on assignment today?
Slackers.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the term that we use. If anybody knows, you know, where they are, just call the station because we've been looking for them for a couple hours. No, I'm just kidding. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Also, we have a live video feed. And so if you log into our chat room, we'll give you the link to that. You could actually be watching, see us in person and then traffic out the window and stuff. So call into the station, we'll give you that, or log into the chat room. I'm here with Jane from the Flag Center and Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance. We wanted to get back to Jane. She's got a couple things she wanted to talk about. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, mostly, I have been blessed here this morning to be able to talk about the Flag Center, which my husband and I have only owned for 7 months. And I will tell you, in 7 months, we've learned more about flags and flag protocol than you would think you ever needed to know.
We had a question about someone called in on flag protocol. Let's answer that first. We got a flag that they want to fly at night. What are the requirements?
You need to have it lighted. So, for instance, our flagpole at home, we have a light, a solar light on top. Some people light them from the bottom. It doesn't really matter. My neighbor lady, there's a street light right next to her flagpole.
Sure, she got it, huh?
So she's got it built in. But the proper thing to do is to light your flag if you're going to fly it in dark hours.
Okay.
And, you know, people think that you're not supposed to fly it in inclement weather also. And that is not necessarily the case. If you fly a cotton flag, do not fly it in inclement weather. The protocol on that is if it is an all-weather flag, which is the Niglo or the Tuftex, then they can be flown in any weather. But cotton flags or what I forgot what they call them, bulldog, are made of a cotton material. That is not an all-weather. It will deteriorate quickly.
Right, especially when the sun hits it and then it gets wet and the sun hits it again.
And it also, a cotton flag, when it gets wet, it sucks up the water. The nylon or the Tuftex, neither one of those do that. They'll get wet, but they don't suck up the water.
Okay, great. And then what about the project, the quilting project?
The quilting project. So we talked a little bit about that, but the reason I wanted to come here is nominate your veterans for these quilts. We work hard on these quilts. I will tell you, I'm a long-arm quilter. That is my personal business. And I have a lot of quilts that come through my studio, and the ones I love the most are the Quilts of Valor.
Oh, and how do they nominate? Tell us about
it. So they go on to QOVF.org. There's a little tab that you click says nominate. The first section of it, you have to answer a couple questions. I understand, I don't know, that this person's a veteran or there's like four questions. And then when you click the next button, it will go. You need to know a few things about your veteran. First of all, their full legal name, what branch of the military they served in, and where they were deployed during conflict. Now, there are some parts that they do not have to have been deployed. If they work in intelligence, they do not have to have been necessarily deployed. So there's a few things that don't exactly follow the what we know as the rules. But just go on. It doesn't matter. Go on, nominate your veteran. If they don't qualify, they don't qualify. But I will say that the veteran community that we have here, most will qualify.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
right.
And we struggle to gift quilts to these veterans. Some of them don't want them. I have a brother like that. He said, I don't want one of those. I don't know why. Doesn't matter to me. Sometimes they think that someone else is more deserving. We will make enough quilts that everyone that is deserving can have one.
You got them
covered. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's right.
That is so awesome. My son-in-law, he was in Iraq, and he was with the Army.
Nominate him.
Nominate
him. And it doesn't matter. I will tell you, it doesn't matter. This is a nationwide foundation. So it doesn't matter if they're here or if they're in Washington or Texas or Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Nominate them.
Oh,
because
cool.
There is a group somewhere in the U.S., that will present them with a quilt.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, so the website, again, is Q, which OVF.org, which stands for Quilt of Valor Foundation.org.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right.
So nominate your veterans, please.
We want
to wrap our veterans in these quilts, in our love, not just our small group, but our love as citizens and to honor what they have done.
That's beautiful.
I mean, and that's what we're about.
Judy, during the break you were telling us about a quilt in your family.
Oh, yeah, this was so cool. My dad was a paratrooper during World War II in Germany. And so his infantry, they took over the Krupp's Castle. And so my dad took down the swastika flag, and he had everyone in his infantry sign their name and put their state. And so then he brought it home, and my grandmother, she embroidered all the names, and then she made this swastika flag, I mean, into a quilt.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is, I'll show you guys pictures. It is unbelievably awesome.
Do you know if he was in the 101st Airborne? They were the parachuters
that
went in on D-Day.
Yes. Well, I think he was, you know, I think he was, my brother could tell you better. I think it was one of three or something, one of first, mm-hmm. one of three, one of those. But what he said is that, you know, when they would drop down and stuff, they all got kind of got mixed up together.
Right.
And so it was, so it was just, they, you know, it was kind of, then they would eventually get back with their group and stuff like that.
They had a hard fight when they came in.
They did.
At Utah Beach all the way into St. Lo, and then all the way into, you know, to Paris. That was very, very difficult.
Oh, and you know, like many of the other World War II veterans, my dad didn't talk a whole lot.
Right.
But it was, when he did, you know, it was just, you know, amazing. He was our hero. There's no doubt about it.
Mind-boggling.
Yes.
Yeah. They opened up somewhat. I think it was Tom Brokaw did a 50-year.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. I saw that.
And after that, I noticed a big change in those World War II vets. They were more willing to talk about what had happened. Some of them started going back in groups.
Mm-hmm.
I know for us it was quite moving. I'm going to cry if I tell you about it. But when Pam and I got married, we took the hour-by-hour account of her father's commander starting at Utah Beach. It showed what they did every hour. And we drove to Utah Beach, and we went and followed that. And the reason that the paratroopers things was so interesting to us, when we got to St. Lo, excuse me, it said he was in a tank battalion. And he ran a wrecker. You know, if you ran your tank off the road, he'd pull it back on the road or clear other tanks and the debris out of the way. He said, here we supported the 101st Airborne paratroopers, and the Germans were on a very tall plateau, and it was very defensible, and that was quite a fight. Those paratroopers literally came right in on top of them, and there was quite a loss. And so I went into a small shop there, and they were selling fragments of U.S. parachutes. And I met a German guy. He spoke English. And I said, what are you doing? He said, my dad died here.
Mm.
So it was, yeah. Anyhow, don't get me started on that.
I know.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful story. Anything to add about that for folks to know?
I don't think so. I just want to stress once again, nominate a veteran. Again, it doesn't matter whether they're here or on the other side of the country, nominate them. Okay. We want to cover them with these quilts.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, Judy's got some tickets to give away, right, Judy?
Absolutely. Get by your phones.
Okay, you're listening to KCNR 96.5. Here we go. See you on the other side.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is the best of Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. In our last segment, the morning show, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl always says, you know, you miss a day, you miss a lot. And that is so very true. People may not know this, but this is one of the last locally owned stations in our area where the content is actually controlled at the local level. You know, you can go to other stations and you know, listen to reporters on the TV, and what are you going to get? You're going to get a reporter interviewing another reporter, okay, often, with their spin on it, or you're going to get a report that is, you know, based on whatever the station intends to, you know, make their talking point. But not here at local radio, so take advantage of that. When you hear it, you hear it from the horse's mouth, but you'll hear it from the DA, from the sheriff. The people that actually make the news are on this station. And we have another great lineup, too. And, you know, you can listen on the rest of the day with the Dave Ramsey Hour. And, it's just great. But here today with me, and my name's Pat Karch. I'm covering while Carl and Linda are on assignment. I'm with Judy Maxwell. Judy, you've got something to give away today.
I do. I have these two fabulous tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights. And if you guys have not been there, it is incredible, spectacular. And so we have two tickets. You can use them anytime from November the 19th through the December the 31st. And they will go to the first person who will give us a call at 605-4565. So we hear them ringing.
Yeah, they're rare. 4567 is actually the better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Either one. So 4565. Yeah. I think you just gave them away.
I did?
Yeah. And so Jared will grab those from you. And congratulations to whoever that was. It doesn't take long. I found out people have us on speed dial.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So
want to get those.
Well, this is a great offer here.
Oh, yeah. I'll be down there on Saturday night. We're going to go to dinner at the Mosaic with a friend of ours that's coming into town. And, you know, she's thinking that perhaps we'll, you know, get the tickets and go on over.
Make it fabulous. But you know what? You do need to register your time online because they do have time slots. And and their time is from 5 to 9, something like that.
Right.
That's their time.
Basically during the dark hours.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. So, but it does help to register your time online. But these are good for any time.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Judy. You know, just Jane had to leave us, and but I wanted to go back to the fellow that talked about lighting his flag at night. So what a lot of folks have been buying are these solar-powered flag lights. And they're basically a ring, and the ring mounts on the very top of the pole. And sometimes it takes an adapter, depending on what you've got on your pole. You know, some people have a big ball, or they have an American Eagle or something like that. But those are available. I will tell you in advance that they're not very bright. Okay, you know, my experience when I worked for the County of Shasta, we'd like to, you know, light our flags, and people were always watching. Flag etiquette was a big deal.
I tell you what, there's nothing so more majestic looking than a lighted flag at night.
At night, yeah.
It is so incredible.
Like this one Mike has on the freeway, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It really is.
So, you know, if you can get a better quality light, it'll look more beautiful, and you can get, you know, automatic things that'll turn them on and off, and or the solar ones if, you know, if that's all you can do, but they are dim. So that, to answer that gentleman's question, yes, they do need to be lit at night, as a matter of protocol. Okay, now we're going to go back to the question I asked you earlier, and you said you don't get involved in student loans, but I just wanted to get your take on this. This is something I learned yesterday, and I'm springing this on Judy. She doesn't know anything about it. Apparently, during COVID, there were people that were signing up for student loans who were not students.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, and then they'd cash in on these loans, and the money was gone. And so friends of mine who I thought were in the insurance business and also did student loans, is that possible that some insurance people do that? Or
no, what we do is we will do college savings plans for kids.
And how does that work?
So a 529 college savings plan is that you can put money in there for the children, and so it builds up college fund, and so then when they, you know, get of age to go to college, then it can go to them to help pay for college. And if that child doesn't go to college, it can go to another beneficiary in the family, or there's different ways you can give it to
them. Is that tax deferred?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's going to grow tax-free and all that. So there's a lot of tax advantages to it. And but it does help, you know, kids help pay to, you know, parents paying for college, and it's kind of, you know, an investment program for them.
And do they pay the taxes when it's drawn out?
So not if it's used for college tuition, books, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go and buy a car, you know.
And they would be tempted to
do that.
Yeah, right?
They would be tempted to do that, so that's not going to work out too well. But, you know, as far as, like, college loans, I just feel like, okay, you took out the loan, you owe the money.
Yeah, that's only fair. I mean, that's the question these days. Should we pay off people's loans,
That's you know, that's crazy. You know, I put myself through college. Fortunately, I was holding three jobs until I could have two jobs. I have one job, and, you know, and it's sometimes, you know, it just, you know, you didn't, you know, you had to really cut back on the eat and the expenses and all that stuff. But that's a sacrifice you make for that education.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, if a person signs on a loan, then they're liable for it, not someone else.
Yeah.
In a good, you know, in my career, I was always on the working side of it, you know. And so the question for the people that were in my work group, like I had Teamsters when I was at the county and stuff like that, those guys are like, well, you know, we didn't get college educations. We became, you know, worker bees. And this person with a master's degree is on average going to make about $1 million more in their lifetime than I will.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you ask me and my, you know, fellow workers to pay off their loan?
I totally agree. Right. I totally agree.
It's a matter of fairness.
You signed the loan. It's just like you sign your mortgage for your house. So you expect somebody else to pay it off? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. And so I don't want to rant on that, but I did want to bring up the fact that people were getting student loans who weren't even students. This is a new thing, and COVID made it easy for them. And so those are out there, and they're just defaulting on it.
And, you know, those people should be held accountable, just like, you know, there's so many people that were doing the college scam stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the college, the blue varsity things. And
right.
And so
The potential for whenever something's subsidized by the government, the potential is always there. Okay, we're getting short on time. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover before we...
Okay, so we have the open enrollments there for, again, for Medicare Part D. And that ends on December 7th. So if you need to have your drug plan analyzed, now is the time to do it. If you need individual coverage, the deadline there is December 31st for January 1st effective date. And so then the last thing is on your property and casualty, there will, because of the fires, the Department of Insurance put out a thing for non-renewals, that insurance companies cannot non-renew you, but they can raise your rates, and they can non-renew you if you have trees over your house or something like that. So read your mail.
And if you need more information, you can contact Judy Maxwell.
Yes, 221-0441, and we're at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, well, we're getting to the end of our show here today, and want to thank you for joining us on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. So, which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.